I don't have time to go into detail, but the great rabbis who probably weren't even called rabbis yet are called rabbis with smicha. Say smicha. The word smicha today means ordination. In Jesus' day, there wasn't ordination. You would never have ordained someone in competition with the temple. Ordination of rabbis doesn't start, as I understand it, until after the temple was destroyed. But smicha meant you had authority. Now, there weren't a lot of those rabbis. There were many teachers, many wise teachers, which you could say rabbi, I suppose. But the rabbis with authority were a special group. They were people who were masters of Tanakh. Now, I don't know if you know what Tanakh means. I don't have time tonight to tell you how they come up with that word, but that's the Hebrew word for the Old Testament, Tanakh. They were masters of Tanakh, which meant most of them, if not all of them, knew it by memory, the whole thing. They were master teachers, great with parables, great with pithy sayings. They could do things like millstones and throw them into the sea. They captured their audience with the passion of their teaching. They were recognized by the community as men of God. Some of them, I put the question mark because not all of them fit this description. Some of them were healers. People say to me, Jesus healed people. Why didn't everybody believe him? Understand that there were Old Testament characters that healed, like Elijah, Moses, and they weren't thought to be the Messiah. And there was a belief that some of their rabbis were gifted by God to do miraculous things. So the fact Jesus did miracles would have made him very special, but wouldn't have immediately said, wow, this man must be the Messiah, because others were believed to heal as well, even though we could debate whether they really did. I happen to believe, by the way, some of them did. I think they were men of God who prayed, who sought God's will, and whom God used to answer their prayers. But we could discuss that, but at least the people thought so. Because of those great gifts, they received smicha. Smicha means the community thought they received from God the authority because of their godliness, because of their knowledge of the Bible, because of their intense passion. They received the authority to teach not only what the community had always known, but to teach new teachings, new ideas. You've heard it said, ABC, but I say to you, XYZ. And you hear Jesus in that very clearly. Now, not every teaching they made was new, but occasionally there was a new teaching, and that new teaching came then not with their wisdom or with their authority, but came with God's authority. Now, I had to discipline myself. I told myself if I was two minutes ahead at this, don't you hate that? I'd give anything to throw this watch out. Just to tell you, how do you get smicha? Smicha comes in those days, if two people who had it put their hands on you and in the presence of an agreeable community declared that you had it too. They took that from Moses and Aaron laying their hands on the 70 elders back in the book of Exodus and giving them God's authority. Now, the Bible says the people were amazed at Jesus' teaching, for he taught them as one who had smicha, not as their teachers of the law. So they thought Jesus had smicha. Many times in the New Testament, they come up to Jesus and say, where did you get the authority to do this? And they're asking, where did you get smicha? Because if he had smicha, they have to listen because the teaching's coming from God. If you don't have smicha, you got no business teaching this. You can't tell when somebody said, where did you get smicha, whether they liked him or not. All you know is they want to know where his authority came from. I think a lot of them didn't like what he was teaching, but that's not necessarily. Where did Jesus' smicha come from? Well, when they asked him one time, where did you get your smicha? His answer was, let me ask you a question. Where did John the Baptist get his authority? Now, to a Jew, that's the answer to their question. Where did you get authority? Where did John get authority? They would have said, he's saying he got it from John. When did John give Jesus smicha? Go with me to John's baptism of Jesus. John sees Jesus coming, even before the baptism, and John says, hey, look! Behold, we say. Hey, look! The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, that would have been understood as smicha language. But that's only one witness. What happens next? God says, this is my son, I love him, listen to me.